Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lynn the Outlaw here. It's Friday, July 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: due to COVID-19, the Hardy County School District will be providing three educational options for students. Number one, traditional return to school campus and classrooms for in-person instruction. Enhanced health and safety precautions will be in place. Number two, Hardy Innovative Learning Opportunity, connection to enrolled school for daily virtual instruction and lessons with teachers during the regularly scheduled school day, a 9-week minimum enrollment. Or number three, My District Virtual School, a virtual instruction program with online classes taught by out-of-district teachers. A semester minimum or year-long enrollment is required. To register your intent for schooling, visit hardy.k12.fl.us. Once again, hardy.k12.fl.us. Click on the banner in the middle. Intent forms are due July 23rd. Your local events, 102.1 FM, 1310 AM, WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join in by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, call 863-773-9282 or email 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. We update daily with your newest in Hardy County jobs. Family Medical Group PA is looking for an experienced office receptionist for a fast-paced medical office with heavy phone volume. Excellent verbal and written communication skills and computer skills are necessary. They're seeking a highly organized individual who is skilled at multitasking, bilingual in Spanish is a plus. Arcadia Chevrolet Buick is looking for a sales associate. A valid driver's license and clean background and drug tests are required. At least 1 year of retail sales is preferred. Lawn Pros of Jax is looking for a lawn care technician. They are seeking a part-time lawn care technician that enjoys working outdoors with a strong work ethic and work experience. We are looking for candidates to grow with the company. Candidates will have a focus on providing quality service to all customers. Candidates should be highly reliable with an attention to detail. You must be able to work outside, have a valid driver's license and reliable transportation, be able to perform all physical duties with lawn care, and use a variety of lawn tools. At least 1 year of experience with professional lawn care and maintenance is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly help us when we pull information to read on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Before the break, I didn't say business news. Unfortunately, there isn't any. So, sports and weather, and then we're going to close out. This is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. This last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 62%. Heat index 96, winds east at 11.5 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.12 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:28 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny early, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. For the first time since World War II, there will be no Rose Bowl parade. The game itself, scheduled to host one of the college football playoff semifinals for the upcoming season, remains on its schedule for now. Officials say while the safety and well-being of the student-athletes, university personnel, and fans is our top priority, we remain hopeful that the granddaddy of them all will take place on New Year's Day. One of the NFL's top quarterbacks will play under the franchise tag.
Dak Prescott is set to play the upcoming season under the franchise tag after failing to work out a deal with the Cowboys before the Wednesday afternoon deadline. The two sides have been working for more than a year on a long-term contract for a two-time Pro Bowler who has started every game of his career. Prescott signed his $34.1 million contract in June. The 2016 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year earned slightly more than $4 million total in the 4 years of his rookie contract after being drafted in the fourth round. I'm Dave Ferry.
Prescott joins 11 other NFL players who will play on the franchise tag in 2020. This is SRN Sports. The NFL's reigning rushing leader has a new contract.
The Tennessee Titans have agreed to a new contract with Derrick Henry just before Wednesday's deadline. The multi-year extension is a four-year package worth up to $50 million with $25.5 million guaranteed. The Titans had to sign him Wednesday or let him play this season under the $10.2 million franchise tag he signed April 2nd. During last fall's regular season, Henry ran for 1,540 yards and 16 touchdowns before pouring it on in the playoffs, averaging 149 yards in three games. George Manzani reporting.
University of Michigan says fewer fans, if any, will attend games at the Big House if the Wolverines play college football this year. The athletic department says a final decision will be made after conferring with medical experts. Chase Elliott collected the checkered flag and soaked in the sounds of fans in the grandstands. Elliott was the winner last night in NASCAR's annual All-Star race, earning the $1 million prize in front of limited spectators at the Tennessee track. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: I always arrive late at the office, but I make up for it by leaving early. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.